The CEO of the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization says the creation of an in-house pilot-scale vaccine manufacturing facility will help speed up the development of new vaccines. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The official opening of the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization's new pilot-scale vaccine manufacturing facility is set for June 28th. VITO CEO Dr. Volker Gertz says pilot-scale facilities are needed to take technology from the lab into the clinical testing phase.
So in the past, we have contracted the manufacturing of our technologies out to companies who are so-called contract manufacturers. That works, but the downside to that is that it's usually very slow or, let's say, a longer process than if you had it in-house. And so I think what COVID has demonstrated, again, to all of us, that, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, you don't have a lot of time. And so the authorized vaccines that are on the market, and some of which actually were tested here at VITO in our animal models, were all produced and manufactured at research organizations that already have an in-house manufacturing facility. And so, you know, speed is then what matters in a pandemic. And so by having it in-house and not having to contract the various components out to other organizations, that's how you save time, and that's what allows you to rapidly move forward. And so as we all know, Canada not only didn't have enough research capacity, but Canada also found itself in a situation where we didn't have enough pilot-scale manufacturing capacity. And so by adding this now here at VITO, the country will be better prepared for future emerging diseases, whether those are animal or human diseases.
Dr. Gertz says commissioning of the new manufacturing facility is expected to be completed by late summer or early fall, and it's hoped it will be manufacturing vaccines by the fourth quarter of this year. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.